Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
The other day, I heard that some parents were complaining about Betty Chin because they said she was bringing students to Winship Junior High who were disrupting classes. While it is understandable to want to have order in the classroom, I wonder what they think we should do about the kids who are on the streets and possibly dropping out of school. Should they be taken to juvenile hall, thrown into the bay, or what? I later checked with Betty and she assured me she has never taken a child to Winship. True, she's taken countless children to school, but not Winship because that's outside the district where most of her kids come from. Now, my children went to Winship about 2 decades ago, and to be honest, they did not like 7th and 8th grade very much. Not that Winship was terrible, but was, after all, a middle school. I think middle school is a horrible idea. In fact, ages 13 and 14 altogether, horrible. In my view, kids should go to school K through 8th and then to high school. But it occurs to me that perhaps a parent who had their kids on the Ivy League track would have complained had Betty transported my own kids to Winship. They were, after all, disgruntled and at times mischievous. But the point I want to make here is a serious one, namely, that the complaints betray a growing great divide within our country. We are increasingly becoming a nation of winners and losers. The winners go to good preschools, competitive prep schools, elite universities, get the high-paying jobs, and tend to think they should run everything, including the country. The losers routinely have one or no parents, don't go to college, often indulge in chemical and alcohol abuse, and spend a lot of time in and out of jail. What has happened to our vast middle class, who used to include skilled workers, teachers, small but modestly successful business owners, etc., etc.? They're disappearing for a number of reasons, I think partly due to the exporting of jobs to Pacific Rim countries, and in part because of the breakdown of the nuclear family. What are we to do? I won't pretend to have easy answers to our great divide because I believe winning and losing have been going on in this world for centuries, probably millennia. But here's what I find astonishing about the current great divide. There are many people who call themselves religious, even Christian, who seem to be indifferent to the plight of the homeless, jobless, and hopeless people who are a mushrooming group within our nation and especially in California. Now, I'm just a simple country pastor, but when I read the Bible, it seems to say to be a Christian is to care. And we are called to care not just about our own kids, but about all kids. To care about Jesus is to care about the least of these in our midst. He said so. Not only that, there's nothing more American than what Betty Chin is doing, giving losers a chance to become winners. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.